Drink. Happy September 15th, everyone. I hope everyone is doing really, really good. Took a little bit of a break on That's What I'm Talking About because I just had to. There has been so much going on in the world, and I was struggling with my sadness. My feelings were overwhelming. They were overtaking me about what's going on in the world, and I just needed to get silent and not speak for a while. But I am happy to say my break is over, and I'm ready to launch this new series, which I'm pretty excited about. So it looks like I will be shooting out episode after my break. I'm tongue-tied. So anyway, this is how it's going to work. I'm launching new episodes every single day. Very short, sweet, little quick ideas, sound bites, whatever happens to be inspiring or something that is important that I would like to talk about, because that's what I am talking about. So look here for the next episode daily on That's What I'm Talking About. I'm pausing because I have formulated this and I didn't quite know how to launch it, but I would like to begin with the title. And the title of the new episodes, the season basically, for the remainder of the year is Love. L-O-V-E, Love. So for the next few days of the year, we're talking September 15th to January 1st, we will be talking about love. And I think it's so apropos knowing that we definitely need more L-O-V-E out there in the world. So that is my title of the next session that we will be doing, season basically, not session. But I think you'll enjoy it. I hope you will. I would love to have some guest speakers on here. I would love to hear what you have to say. You're welcome to message me on That's What I'm Talking About. And I will air your comments on each episode the following day, perhaps, depending on how it meets up with the episode that was launched. All right, well, that's what I am talking about, and I hope you're all having an amazing day. So may God bless you, and look forward to love, because that's what I'm talking about. Here on That's What I'm Talking About, we're talking about love. And today's topic on love brings to mind what my last episode that I ended with back in July, and that was to write in a candidate. I'm not going to make this political too much, but I want to strongly recommend and put it out there that we need a candidate for president that absolutely loves our country, loves the Constitution, loves the whole premise of what America is meant to be, absolutely loves the people, and is willing to be a service to all of us here in the United States of America. So, acting in love amongst all of us here that are citizens in the United States of America, that's what I am recommending for our candidate. So in the event you are aware of this person that we should get behind and perhaps write in, I think it would be a phenomenon if we all were able to get behind one American that absolutely loves America and is a civil servant, not interested in the love of money. It's more the love of the country, and actively takes on this duty of governing as a leader here in America, someone we could be proud of, someone who is not sloppy, and someone that is minds his manners and absolutely thinks of the people first and foremost and loves America. So that is pretty much what I was trying to convey on the last episode. One of my children happened to listen and said, kind of giggled and looked at me and said, "Mom, a real American?" and starts laughing. And I want to clarify what I meant by real American. I guess what I was trying to substitute is a real American would be someone that absolutely loves our country and wants to do right by every citizen here in the United States of America. And a real American is truly someone that would absolutely love the United States by giving their all and not being thwarted by any special interest. And obviously that would trickle down to money or greed or power. So in the event we can find that person in the United States of America and get behind that person, wouldn't it be so awesome to write in that one person? We have 2 whole years to generate this person and get behind that person and write in that candidate. And that doesn't mean we are going party, because I think it's ridiculous, this party versus party. I think we're all human beings, and it's the human race, and we basically need to knock it off and basically all look at the United States of America as the human race that happens to exist and our citizens here dwelling and are capable of using their rights to vote. So, and absolutely actively work in unison with our governing bodies in order to help and lead the country in the way our founding fathers had illustrated. And obviously there's been many amendments and this and that. So I'm hoping and suggesting that we end up finding that absolute awesome candidate to write in for president of the United States in 2024. So that would be really fun. And really see them go, "Oh my gosh, what happened just now?" So this is a platform where if you guys have any ideas or anybody you'd like to put into the old think tank here, into our hat, and just, I'd love to hear what you have to say. I'd love to hear what the nominations of the people that you think would be excellent for this humongous role. And I do know right now the president is basically propped up pretty much like the KFC guy, the billboard. You know, he was so old and they basically put a billboard up there and propped him up, and then they spoke for him. And it's shameful. It just makes us look so horrible. So I would really love to see someone that has energy, charismatic, interested once again in putting their country and the love of country, the love of our governing documents, the Constitution, and the love of life, liberty, and justice. So for all here. Anyway, that is my topic today. It's about what a real American is, in my opinion. And the definition is an American that absolutely loves our country and is willing to go to bat at any length for us. So we are just a country that we can all absolutely get behind and love without all this animosity. And I will end that here. And I hope you are all having an amazing September, already the middle of September, September 15th. And once again, that's what I am talking about. Love.